Corey McCarville takes over the ICAM Manning football program as he joins us here tonight to take a look at the upcoming season. And Coach, always good to get a chance to catch up with you. How's the summer been for you?
It's been busy. You know, we've had a lot of workouts and we've been taking care of a lot of different things at our school, so it's been busy.
Able to get everything done that you needed to do through the summer, especially transitioning into the head coaching role at ICAM Manning?
The transition, you know, a lot of people have asked me about it, and it's been pretty simple. Coach Casey and myself, we've been doing it together for such a long time, and Coach Casey's staying on as a defensive coordinator for us and an assistant coach. So, you know, on that end of it, it's been pretty simple.
Will there be much for changes as far as the style we'll see out of the Wolves, or with the style that they've played under Coach Casey and when he was coaching with Coach Foreman, is that going to continue to be what we see from the Wolves?
Well, I think so. I mean, obviously, you have to tailor make what you do to your roster. I mean, the players that you have available. I mean, that's what we're going to continue to do. You know, we're never completely the same from one year to the next. We have to look at our roster, and we tried to build off of what our roster strengths are. So that's what we'll continue to do.
As you worked with the guys this summer and then here early in practice this fall, what do you feel like the strengths are, and what areas do you feel really comfortable about right now?
Still got a lot of guys coming back from injury. You know, we had numerous ACL tears last year, so that's going to be the biggest question marks is how those guys respond. We do have, I think, a really good senior group of players that have played some football. They've provided some good senior leadership. So I like where we're at with our group of seniors. The biggest thing is that we just have to develop some depth, and we have to develop some more alignment, and you know, we just got to continue to build.
Do you feel like you're going to have most of those guys back that were injured a year ago or during the offseason by the start of the season or at some point early in the year?
I don't know when a lot of these guys are going to be back. I know a lot of them don't even know when they're going to be back. You know, it's one of those things where they have to be cleared by their doctors and be cleared by, you know, the physical therapists and some of those people. So we're just going to have to build depth, and if we can get some of those guys back, great. That's how we're going to have to approach it.
Do you have some of what you want to do kind of installed?
Yeah, you know, we've gotten some stuff installed that we wanted to. Obviously, we have to take it slow early on. That's the way that we've always tried to do that. You know, we always try to get our core stuff in before we put in some exotics and before we put in some complementary type plays. But we're slowly getting there. When you're trying to work in a lot of sophomores, it takes time, and we have to be patient.
Any other staff changes for you guys this year than the kind of the you and Tom switching a little bit?
Not really. You know, Coach Tran, he played football for us, and he's been an assistant for the last couple of years. He's going to be back working with the O-line. You know, Coach Spooner, he took an administration job, so we wished him luck. And, you know, we're going to have to try to do some internal work there. So we're still working on some things there.
Coach, let's talk about that offensive side of the ball. We'll start up front where everything generally seems to start with the teams. Who are the guys battling for those positions? And do you feel pretty comfortable about what you've got right now?
Yeah, we're lucky in that we have a lot of seniors there up front. You know, Max Nielsen, he's been a three-year starter for us. He'll be up front. And Tanner Crawford will be up front for us. You know, he started for the last couple years. You know, we've had to work in a couple of the younger guys, you know, Andon Spooner has started there for the last couple of years on the offensive line as well. Right now, Nolan Kirkhoff, he started a little bit at the end of the season last year as a sophomore. And then Taylor Williams is a senior, and he played a little bit last year as well. And, you know, we're hoping to get Connor Helber back eventually and have him play on the O-line, but it's just one of those things where we're going to have to see what happens.
Is that one of the areas when you talk depth that you feel like you've got to get some work for the younger guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, our philosophy has always been we want to get seven guys that we feel you can put in a varsity football game on the offensive line. And right now, I don't feel that we have seven varsity offensive linemen. So we're trying to build up some younger guys to be rotational linemen. That's where we're at right now.
Nolan Ramsey has got some experience at quarterback. I imagine he's going to be back in that spot. Who, along with him, who are some of the other guys that provide some depth there?
The quarterback position, you know, Nolan started there the last couple of years, and that's another spot where we're trying to figure our way through the backup spot. And we got a couple of kids trying to kind of work their way through it, a couple sophomore kids. Ross Kuzel, he's trying to come back from an ACL. He's working his way back. And Lane Sams, we moved him to the quarterback position. He's trying to work through there as well. You know, we're trying to work our way through the backup quarterback spot right now.
Amos Rasmussen went down before last season, so you didn't have him. Hopefully he's one of the guys that will be back for you. Some other those guys in the running back positions did get some experience a year ago. I know that you saw a little from Cooper Earlmeyer. What's the backfield behind Ramsey going to look like?
It's going to be a little bit different. You know, Amos has come back from his injury from last year, and he's actually looked really good. You know, I think he's really playing his best football right now. Cooper Earlmeyer, he'll be our backup running back, and he's going to get some carries. And, you know, he did a tremendous job last year. He's probably going to play some wide out and wing back for us as well. Trey Yaz is a sophomore kid. We're going to start with him at fullback. And then actually the backup fullback right now is going to be Luke Ramsey. You know, we had a couple of kids that decided they didn't want to play football for us this year, and that's their choice. So we'll move on without him. And so that's where we are. So right now those guys and another kid that I think might get a little bit of a look there in the backfield is potentially – you know, Hunter Smith. He played a wide receiver for us. He might end up in the backfield a little bit playing some wing back as well. So, you know, those are the guys that we have in the backfield, and that's who we'll work with.
You mentioned kind of that wing back wide receiver position, that and the tight end, so critical for your guys' offense. Do you got some good depth, and who are the kids battling for those spots?
That's where, you know, we expect our kids to know a couple different positions, and Luke Ramsey's been a two-year starter at the tight end position, and I think he'll do a great job there. Cooper Perdue is backup tight end. He'll do a great job as well. He's a junior. He played quite a bit of football last year because of all the injuries. So those guys are kind of battling it out there. Well, that's really where we're struggling right now is finding a lot of wing back. You know, Hunter Smith, we're going to start there. Cooper Earlmeyer is probably going to have to know that position as well. And from there, we're going to have to really kind of feel our way through it.
Let's flip over to the defensive side of the ball. Probably a lot of the same names as school. Your guys' side can't really just have guys specialize too much. Let's start defensive line, linebackers. Feel pretty good about who you have there?
Yes and no, obviously. With the D-line, we have a lot of returning football players, a lot of returning experience on the D-tackles. You know, Max Nielsen will be a D-tackle. Hayden Spooner will be a D-tackle for us. You know, we got a lot of guys with a lot of experience. Taylor Williams will play some D-tackle for us last year. You know, the D-ends, we have both of our defensive ends back. Luke Ramsey did a really nice job for us last year there. Cooper Perdue played D-end for us last year as a sophomore, is kind of thrust into it because of injury. Yet again, we're hoping maybe Connor Helber, if he can ever work his way back, hopefully he can get some, you know, reps in at D end. It's really at the linebacker position we're really going to have to feel our way through it. We got a lot of young guys at linebacker, and we'll just have to figure it out. Trey Yaza, he's going to get some reps at linebacker. Tanner Crawford is going to get some reps at linebacker. We talked about moving Amos Rasmussen to linebacker. Another linebacker is that we're going to have to look at is Nolan Kirkhoff. So, you know, we're going to have to figure some things out there.
Secondary, back end, and probably not in a district that's going to throw a lot, but they got to come up and run support at least.
Yeah, you know, the secondary, we returned some guys there. Cooper Earlmeyer, he was a really good corner for us last year, and I think he's going to do a tremendous job out there. Hunter Smith played corner last year as well, and I thought he did a good job. Another kid that's coming on, and we're keeping him on the defensive side of the ball right now, is Justin Sigerbart. He played really well at the JV level last year. He's a sophomore kid, and I think he'll get some reps on the defensive side in our secondary. And another kid that's kind of really growing in and becoming a pretty good offensive wide receiver and defensive back is Eli Dreyer.
Coach mentioned the district here a moment ago. Of course, they redistrict this year. You've got Loma, Woodbury Central, Lawton Bronson, Tri-Center, just to name a few of the district teams. What do you feel like the district looks like, and overall the schedule for you? How do you like this year's schedule?
I thought it was interesting that we redistricted again the way that they did it. It was unique in that they tried to keep all the A schools together. So, you know, we'd always traditionally played some 1As and even some 2As at times. Our two non-district games this year are both going to be with other A schools in Avoca and Ogden. So I was actually okay with that. I think our district is really good from top to bottom. I think Logan is one of the better teams that you'll see year in, year out. You know, they really don't change a lot of what they do, because what they do is good, and they're good at it, and they're successful. Woodbury Central, it was very, very good for the last couple of years. They have a tremendous group of athletes. Lawton Bronson is going to be very, very solid. Tri-Center has a lot of really good athletes, and even Missouri Valley, you know, they have a lot of good athletes. So our district is going to be difficult.
Let's talk a little bit here about strength real quick. What do you feel like you're really comfortable with coming into the year? What area of this team do you think will be really sharp to start the season?
Oh, yeah, I think we're going to be pretty sharp in our running game to start. The backs have looked good. You know, Amos has looked good so far. Cooper's looked good so far. It's just going to be a matter if the offensive line can gel as a group and some of the other guys can come along a little bit. Some of our short throwing game has looked okay at times with Nolan and Cooper and some of those guys. But, you know, we just need to continue to grow. That's going to be our biggest thing, is we're going to have to grow as we play here a little bit.
Well, Coach, looking forward to working with you even more this year than I have in the past, with the pregame interviews each week and, of course, having you join us for the Friday Night Scoreboard show here on KCIM. So I appreciate all your time here today. Congratulations on taking over as the head coach at IKM Manning, and appreciate your time here today.
Not a problem. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning football program. program. We'll be back to preview more of the upcoming football season. That's coming up next year on KCIM.